You're listening to the weekly Parsha podcast with Ari Goldwag, recorded with Hashem's never-ending assistance in Ramat Beit Shemesh, Israel, 5786, 2026. This week's Parsha is Parsha's Vayakhel, and I'd like to share with you a thought. Usually I've looked back at what I've spoken about in previous years. Hashem, we've been doing this a long time. And often I've spoken about, and I will speak about again, the concept of Bezalel. Bezalel was the one, the young man, he was 13 years old, according to Chazal, who was chosen. He was a grandson of Hur, Bezalel ben Uri ben Hur, tribe of Yehuda. And he was chosen to be the one who would oversee and design the different parts of the Mishkan, the sanctuary. And when the Pasuk talks about him, it says, Ruhu kar Hashem b'shem, Bezalel ben Uri ben Hur, l'matei Yehuda. He was called out as this name. He was called out by his name. Interesting. It doesn't say B'Shem Bezalel. It says B'Shem. There's a pause there. Hashem calls out the name. And the concept of a name, as we know, has to do with essence. The essence of the thing in the Torah, when Hashem creates, the way that He creates everything is by calling it by its name, and then that's the essence of it, and it comes into being. When he said the word or, vayhi or, there was light. So Hashem creates with a word, and the word denotes the essence of the thing that's being spoken of. And so when we speak about Bezalel, we speak about his name, Hashem calling out his name, we speak about the essence of who he is. But not just that, we speak about where he comes from. We speak about his father, his grandfather, comes from the tribe of Yehuda. And there's a lot of beautiful midrashim here. We could look at a few of them, but I want to focus in on a certain aspect, which is in the continuation of the pasuk. The pasuk tells us that Hashem fills him. Hashem fills up Bezalel. And, I don't see it in here, so I'm just, oh, Vayimali Oise Ruach Elikim. He is filled with the Spirit of God. With wisdom, with intuition, and with intimate knowledge. Okay, so he is able, right? And this is a very important, essential concept that we all need to know. That Bezalel is able how to accomplish this amazing feat. As Mefarshim point out, Jewish people have been slaves for 100, 200 years. And, they were not used to creating things with their hands, very fine things with their hands. They were used to brute labor. But still, and then no one ever trained. No one trained in the arts. But where does it come from? And I like to think about this as a musician. Where does the talent come from? Where does the music come from? Where does the art come from? This is the answer. Ruach Elokim. It's a spirit or a wind of God. And that God fills the person with chachma, with wisdom, tvuna, intuition, and das, intimate knowledge. Now, the Medrash says like this, B'shleisha davarim halalu nivru ha'olam. These three things, chachma, bina, and das, these three types of wisdom, which we need to understand what they are, and we need to understand that they manifest. There's one more thing I want to say before I continue. And that is that what it comes down to is that when a person, and this is my experience of creating music, it's my experience of art, that it's not that I created it. That's not how it feels. It feels like I found it. I found the music. I'm looking, when I'm creating a song, I'm looking for the music. I'm looking for the sound of the music. So it's like I'm searching for the voice of Hashem or the song of Hashem, as it were. And Hashem is, I'd like to think, filling me with the wisdom or the intuition to create a song. And here with Bezalel, who is designing a Mishkan, a sanctuary, which, as our sages say, it's a place which encapsulates the entire universe. It's the place, our universe, where we connect to Hashem, the creator of the cosmos. We connect and we serve Hashem in that space. So it needs to be created with God's guidance, with Hashem's clear instruction. But the way that it works, it's not like Hashem speaks and says, here, Bezalel, put your hand here, and shows him, per se, a picture of what it looks like. It's just intuitive. It's just, he knows what to do. He just knows what to do. And I would say that the person who's inspired is moving out of the way, moving his own ego out of the way, his own sense of how things should be, in deference to, and in recognition of, the wisdom, the Ruach Elokim, the spirit of Hashem, the wind of Hashem that's flowing through him. So, again, the Medrash says, "V'sholish dvarim halalu nivra ha'olam." These three things the world was created with, and I was looking at the words, Ruach Elokim, Hashem blesses him with the spirit of God, and I couldn't help but think about it. The second pasuk in Bereishis, it says, "V'ruach Elokim merachefes al pnei ha'mayim." Bereishis bara Elokim ha'shamayim v'sa'aretz, Hashem creates the heaven and the earth, and then there's a Ruach Elokim, the same, maybe, the same Ruach Elokim, and the Mefarshim there explain that this was the Menia. What's a Ruach? Is a wind, right? A wind moves things. Wind blows through things. It's that which propels things forward. The Ruach Elokim is that which propels a person forward. Propels creation forward. It makes creation happen. It's Hashem's active force. Active force within reality. And it's the inspirational force that we feel when we're interested in doing something good, when we're interested in creating something. There's a force that flows through us. And it's manifest through Chochma, Bina, and Das. Interestingly, that's what we're talking about here. And I want to point out that, as we just said, it's the creative force of the world. It's that which is present forming the world. The Ramchal says that the soul is the creative force that forms the body. Right? It's that which propels and compels the cells within one's body to do their thing. Gives them life. It's the life-giving force, the propulsion force. And there's Chachma, and there's Bina, and there's Das. That's one way of talking about it. There's also Keser. And the concept of Keser is an important concept, and it has to do with the name. It has to do with the concept of a name. Right? The name of the person is the person at their essence. It's the person who they are. It's the life force of the person. It's Shemoi. The gematria of the word Shemo, Shin Mem Vav, is 346. It's the same gematria as the word Mekor, which means the source. The source for all you are is in your spiritual DNA, and it's contained in your name. Your name is the essence, the core essence of your DNA. It's also the same gematria as the word Ratzon. Ratzon is also 346. And the idea is, Ratzon means will, means desire. It means the thing that, think about it, what is will and desire? It's that which propels me forward. It's that wind. It's the Ruach Elokim. It's the Menia. It's that which gives movement. But how does it express itself? So first it expresses itself in Chachma, Bina, and Das. That's how I experience it. There's a wisdom. There's an intuition. There's an applied wisdom. That's what Das is. Intimate wisdom, I call it, or applied wisdom. But the idea is that it starts up here. It starts in the mind. And then it comes down to the physical body through the arms, through the legs, through that which the kalim, the vessels through which the human being expresses and brings out into the world the idea. So Hashem creates the world with these concepts. Shenemar, Hashem b'chachma yasar aretz. Hashem established the world with wisdom. Koinen shamayim b'tvuna. Hashem established the heavens with tvuna. Interesting that the earth, which is the physical realm, is created with chachma, and the heavens are created with bina, with intuition. B'daitai, Pasuk says there also in Mishlei, Bidaita, which is the concept of Das, which is applied wisdom, Tahaimais Nivko. The deepest depths were split open. Right? You come to the Grand Canyon. How did it get there? It got there through Hashem's Das. And these three things were that which was used in order to create the Mishkan as well. Shenemar v'amale oisei ruach elikim. I filled him, Hashem says. I filled Bezalel with a spirit, with a wind of God. Chachma betuna v'das. With knowledge, intuition, and applied wisdom. B'shalosh dvar malalo nivna beis hamikdash. And with these three things, the Beis HaMikdash as well was built. Shenemar ben ish almana hu mimatei Naftali, in reference to the one, it seems, who was hired by Shlomo HaMelech to build the Beis HaMikdash, it says about him, he was the son of a woman who was an almana, a widow from the tribe of Naftali, and he was filled with these three aspects of Chokhmah, Bina, and Das. Now, we often hear that the Beis HaMikdash, the Holy Temple, is going to come down from heaven, and it's going to land, as it were, it's going to land on the Temple Mount, on Har HaBayis, and maybe it will squash the Dome of the Rock, or maybe the Dome of the Rock will get incinerated by a ballistic missile, hopefully soon. But in any event, we think of it as something that falls from heaven, which there are sources that say that. However, the Rambam says that part of the job of Mashiach is to actually physically build the Beis HaMikdash, the Holy Temple. Right? But here the Midrash says, when Hashem is going to stand up, as it were, to build it in the future, it will be built with these three. Pasuk says in Mishlei, of course written by Shlomo Melech, who built the Beis HaMikdash, that it's with wisdom that the house is built. With intuition, it's established. And with Das, the rooms are filled. The rooms are filled with applied wisdom. Okay, interesting. But the idea here is that no matter how the Beis HaMikdash is going to be built, whether it's by Hashem himself, as it were, or by a human being who is filled, like Bezalel was, with this great wisdom of Chachma, Bina, and Das, either way, it's going to involve these three aspects. And it has to have all these three aspects. Broad wisdom, Chachma, which we've spoken about previously, is related to the concept of sight, which is big picture. Bina, which is related to sound, which is applied in a certain way. It's one word after another word. It has to do with hearing. And Das is how it's brought down and it actually unfolds. That's filling up the rooms. Where did all this wisdom come from? Where does Bezalel get his great talent? Min HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. From the Holy One, blessed is He. Ruach Elikim. The Spirit of God. We find this as well in regards to Joshua. It says about him, he came from the tribe of Yosef. Okay, so this is something, this level of Chachma, Bina, and Das is something that we find Bezalel has. He's from Yehuda. We said earlier in the Medrash, which we didn't read together, but Medrash said that it had to do with his familial ancestry. It had to do with the fact that he was from Yehuda. Yehuda is a king. Atah Yehuda Achecha. Right? Yehuda is the king. David HaMelech comes from Yehuda. Bezalel comes from Yehuda. And the king has that ability to lead others, to guide others, to recognize the unique abilities of others in their service of Hashem. That's what his job is. That's what a Jewish king is meant to do. Okay, so Bezalel has that. And Yehoshua had that as well. Yehoshua was the leader of Klal Yisrael who led Am Yisrael into battle, into the land of Israel, conquering, killing out the seven nations of Canaan that were here in Israel at the time. And how is he able to do that? Yehoshua ben Nun, Mole Ruach Chochma. He was filled with a spirit of wisdom. Sneel ben Kenaz, Shabam Yehuda. The Medrash also tells us about another leader of Klal Yisrael. It was at a time when the Jewish people were under the dominion of Moab, the Moabites. They were oppressing the Jewish people, and Hashem gave them Osniel ben Kenaz. Osniel was the brother of, I think, Kalev, am I right? Not sure. And he came to be Moshiach Klal Yisrael. He came and became a leader, and he was able to conquer the Moabites and bring about, I don't know if it was 40 or 80 years of peace. Pasuk says, how did he do that? Maksibai vatielav ruach Hashem. He had a ruach Hashem. What is the concept of ruach Hashem? What is the concept of ruach Elokim? The concept is the person is moved into action, moved not by his own ego, not by his own mental ability, but it's all moved by a heavenly spirit, by Hashem. All of the miracles that happened to Klal Yisrael were done in the merit of the blessing that Moshe Rabbeinu gave to the Shvatim. It's very interesting here. The Medrash is clearly saying that Yehoshua and Osniel ben Kenaz, so we've kind of moved on to a new concept here. It's important to understand and notice that the power that they had to overcome the enemies of Klal Yisrael, that power was inspired by, not just inspired by, but moved through them because of Hashem's Ruach, because of Hashem's divine spirit. And where did it come from? How did it come? And I'm going to bring it back to the Mishkan in a moment because it's important to understand how this has to do with the Mishkan and Bezalel. It came from the bracha of Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu gave a bracha to Yehuda, v'zois liyehuda v'ayoymar. What does it say? B'shosh nechnosin b'tzara v'ezer mitzara v'tia. Yehuda has this power, the power of leadership, the power to overcome, because Hashem gives him strength and help to be able to overcome his enemies. Right? And if we think about it, it's very interesting. Whenever the Jewish people would go out into battle, they would bring along the Aron HaBris. They would bring, the Ark of the Covenant. That was their power. That was their spiritual power. As long as they were being moved, by the Ruach Elokim, the godly spirit within them, they would have success in battle. Right? As long as we say, Bezrat Hashem Nenatzach, as long as we're saying that it's Hashem who's helping us to succeed, we can succeed. In fact, the Medrash in Yeshaya Perek Samech, and I've spoken about this in the Mashiach podcast, but it's worth mentioning now, especially in light of current circumstances. The Medrash tells us that Mashiach ben Yosef has power over the evil Persians. He's the one who is motivated and inspired and moved by the Ruach Elokim. Hashem manifests through Mashiach ben Yosef. And Hashem says to Mashiach ben Yosef, do with the Persians and with the world as you wish. All the nations are in your hands. That's what the Medrash says in Yeshaya Samech. Check it out. But that is the power. The power, and when we talk about Beis HaMikdash is built when? After the battles. After the battles are won, a war of Gog Umagog. When is the second Beis HaMikdash built? After the battles. We just experienced Purim. It's after those battles. Esther's child, Esther's son, is the one who tells the Jewish people, build that Beis HaMikdash. And it's after the battles. We have to, in order to build a Mishkan, in order to have that sanctuary, which is about our relationship with Hashem, we have to first do battle. We have to first succeed in battle. And how do we succeed in battle? Hashem put, he gives a Ruach HaKodesh. Hashem places within him a Holy Spirit. And we find also by Esther HaMalka that she is walking towards Patilbash Malchus. The pasuk says that Esther HaMalka, she put on her royal garments. And the Gemara says, Tilbash Malchus means that she wore the Malchus, the royal spirit of Hashem. Hashem inspired her and was moving her towards Achashverosh's inner sanctum. When we are inspired by, moved by the Ruach Elikim, greatness comes, right? Esther is about to walk into history by walking into Achashverosh, saving her people. Yehuda has that power as well. V'zoisli Yehuda. That he gets his greatness, he gets his leadership, he gets the ability to stand up. And David HaMelech, not only does he fight the wars of Klal Yisrael, he's the one who lays the foundations of the Beis HaMikdash. Right? Where does that power come from? It comes from the Ruach HaKodesh that's misgaber boy, that is strong and within him. Ruach hi be'enosh. Chanina says, that's what it says in the Pasuk. There's a spirit that moves the human being. All of the bina, all of the intuition that he had, this ability that he had to create this unbelievable structure, this unbelievable location in space where Klal Yisrael would connect to the master of the world, the creator of the universe. All that power came, of course, from Hashem himself, from Shakai. Interesting. This sounds like out of our reach, right? How do you get Ruach HaKodesh? Can we all have Ruach HaKodesh? The answer is yes. Anybody can have Ruach HaKodesh. The Sefer Shari Kedusha says, and I've mentioned it a number of times, Shari Kedusha says anybody can have Ruach HaKodesh. How do you get Ruach HaKodesh? Here it is, my friends. Shayachacham Matayra. Bezalel was wise in the wisdom of Tyra. When you are trying to understand Hashem's will, when that's what you're going after, when that's what you're looking for, when that's what you're pursuing, if you're a Chacham in Tyra, so then you're going to be moved by the Tyra. When you learn a word of Tyra, when you hear a Dvar Tyra, when you hear a Parsha podcast, it moves you. It makes you want to change. It makes you want to be better. It makes you want to be more aligned with Hashem's will. Tvuna, the fact that he was filled with intuitive understanding, it refers to the fact that he knew halacha. He knew what it says in the Shulchan Aruch. This is what a Jew does. This is how a Jew behaves. What is applied wisdom? It means the Gemara. Right? The Gemara has to do with how do you figure out what is Hashem's will? Right? That's what Talmud means. Trying to understand, trying to plumb the depths of Hashem's will. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu LeYisrael. Hashem says to the Jewish people, Ba'olam Hazeh, Ha'isaruchi Noisenes Bachem Chachma. In this world, so, our experience of Hashem's Ruach is through wisdom. It's through matters of the mind. You want access to Hashem's will, you gotta study Hashem's will. You gotta, if you wanna have Ruach, you want Hashem to be moving through you, motivating you, your actions are motivated by Hashem's will, you gotta learn. You gotta have that wisdom. You have to have, your mind has to be directed. And we choose that direction. Which is very interesting. The Medrash finishes off by saying something mysterious. The Medrash finishes off by saying that in the future, it's not just going to be that Hashem looks at us, fills us with this movement, this godly movement, this godly propulsion through wisdom. It's going to be something else. That Ruach Elokim is going to give us life. Right? The Psukim in Yechezkel, I'm pretty sure, are speaking about the fact that there was a valley of dry bones. And the valley of dry bones, Hashem says to Yechezkel, you see these bones, can they come to life? And he says, I don't see how they could come to life. And Hashem puts his spirit into them, and they flesh goes onto them, sinews, skin, and they come to life. And it's a mushel. The Psukim in Yechezkel are a mushel for the fact that Klal Yisrael will seem to be spiritually dead before Mashiach comes. Before the Messiah arrives, will seem to be so far from Hashem. If you look and read about how what the situation was 100 years ago in the yeshivas, the Enlightenment movement had really taken hold and the Jewish people were in trouble. But from the spiritually dead, dry bones, Hashem blows his Ruach Elokim and takes away the death and gives us life. And that's a spiritual life. That's what we're talking about here. There's a wisdom and there's a knowledge and understanding, but there's something that's even more fundamental, Midrash is saying. And that's life itself. To be alive, to be spiritually alive. To care about ruchnis, to even, right, what do we even call spirituality? The word spirituality is spirit. The word ruach means spirit. It means that which moves within us and motivates us to be spiritual. Spirituality means ruchnis. The word ruchnis, which is spirituality, is from the word ruach, which means this power of the wind, the ability of spirituality to move us, to wake us up, to give us life, to take away all of the spiritual death that's around us, from the cultures around us, from the things that in the physical realm that motivate us, whether it's parnasa, whether it's other things that we want, wealth, we want all these kinds of physical aspects. Hashem is saying, I'm going to blow through you with my wind. I'm going to blow through you. I'm going to inspire you. I'm going to make you want to have a real connection to me. I'm going to give you real life. I will put my wind, the Ruach Elokim, that same wind that was at Bereishis, that was in Genesis, right at the very beginning. The whole Menia, the whole propulsion of the world was because of this Ruach Elokim, this spiritual wind blowing through the world saying, connect to me. Hashem was saying, connect to me. That's what the world is about. Connect to me. Come back to life. Come back to life. Create for me a sanctuary, Hashem says to us. That's the mission of the hour. Create a sanctuary. Create a place where Hashem can dwell. I want to bless you and I ask you to bless me. Hashem should help us to hear this message, to sense the wind that's blowing through us. This is the time to recognize that the wind that's blowing Klal Yisrael, moving us into battle, that wind is Hashem's wind, and the success comes because Hashem is helping us to succeed. And that's preparing and paving the way for a Beis HaMikdash. Hashem should help us to merit to see that Beis HaMikdash being built. But what is the essence of it? The essence of it all is V'chisem. Hashem should bless us to be able indeed to experience the real life that comes when His wind blows through us. Thank you so much for listening. A wonderful Shabbos.
This podcast was made possible through the gracious donations of listeners like you. For more podcasts like this, please visit www.arigoldwag.com or search on iTunes Ari Goldwag.